Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
804 on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, wow, did you see this? Carole Baskin has been awarded by a judge ownership of Joe Exotic's Animal Park.
Yep. What's her actual name again? It's not just Carole Baskin, from what I remember.
What is that?
B. Carole Baskin.
Oh, that's not her actual name.
Are we sure?
The bitch Carole Baskin.
Yeah.
The big cats are still there even after he's left? How are they feeding him?
I don't know.
I mean, did this judge actually watch the documentary what a biznot she is,
sorry,
and how she's doing the same thing that Joe Exotic was?
I'm sorry, can we just, but when it's all said and done, if it's legal, who you got? You want it to be with Leathercoat, Jeff, or Carole Baskin? In the battle of the best of the worst, Carole Baskin's probably a little up to, I mean, she's only killed one person, maybe. Maybe. We don't even know.
How about that she doesn't... Didn't. Wait a minute. She doesn't... At least he gave... Joe Exotic gave people $100 a month. Carole Baskin doesn't pay anyone anything.
That's because they're volunteering.
It's all slave labor.
They're volunteering. No, they're not. It's called volunteers.
Oh, volunteers.
Do we have volunteers in Houston?
And yes. She makes them work like 70-hour weeks.
Longer hours than most volunteers? Yes.
You know what? That's like the Major League owners. You know what? We can play more games. I'm losing more money. Guess what? I volunteer more hours. I'm losing more money.
That's not true. It's like the schedule for ESPN 97.5 producers in the month of May.
But you actually work less hours.
No, I work more.
Oh, four more hours, right?
No, probably just one, but I felt it, really.
You felt that hour?
I felt it. I felt that hour.
Did you
over
like
time.
The every other day off thing?
Yeah, but hey, that doesn't help the joke, John. Also, I didn't get a fancy T-shirt like those volunteers did for every all those nice hours
different
you work.
Colors
you get,
too.
Yeah, that just proves how long you've worked there. For
once
free.
You're a blue shirt, she finally gets to know your name.
Yeah.
And now, once you've put in thousands of hours for her,
those people were so excited to, like, well, I've got 20 more hours, and I get to blue shirt. Yeah. And so when you're blue shirt, it means that like people look at you with a lot of respect here. It means you've worked hours and hours for free helping these animals. And I've got most of my arm, as you can see, I've got just a little bit. The only thing that's happened so far is this.
No.
This is the only thing that's happened to me.
Oh, no.
No one lost their arm at Carole Baskin's
So
place.
You can't see him.
So
although
you had
they
your,
can see him.
Yeah, on the Twitch.
See, can somebody capture that and put that on Twitter?
So you had your arm.
Lance put his...
I put my hand inside of a shirt and says, I've been working for Carole for 20 years now, and hardly anything bad has happened to
me. No, but all I see is like your knuckles. That's all that's left.
God, wait a minute. Did they put your hand back on after your arm was...
There you go.
No, now it's just the shoulder. Just...
So, you know, everything's cool.
Even the guy, even... Oops.
I got a blue shirt, a sleeveless blue shirt.
Even the woman at Joe's place didn't lose her entire arm. Up to the elbow.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
That's enough.
Oh, that's a...
Joe's like, give me my bomber jacket with the EMS bomber jacket. Put that baby on.
Yeah. He was ready.
Yeah.
For all occasions.
How am I ever going to financially recover from this?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever recover.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So, anyway, Carole Baskin, man, now she gets to she gets to get free help in Florida and Oklahoma.
What
congratulations.
Was left of Joe's place? Do we know? I know Jeff was trying to build a zoo someplace else before his partner quit on him because right. Jeff wasn't doing any work. What's left of Joe's place?
But apparently they still got tigers there. That's what they said. She gets all the animals in it too.
Yeah.
Well, who was running the zoo in the meantime? Because he's in jail.
Wasn't it Jeff?
Oh, I guess he still had control.
I think Jeff had control.
So she beat Jeff out of this thing because Jeff beat Joe Exotic out of it.
Maybe Jeff got out of it too. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe they've just been
maybe
sitting
Jeff
there.
Is in prison again.
Maybe they've just been sitting there in Oklahoma and everyone's like, I'm not messing with that. You do it. No, get that one girl. Nope. She's not doing it. What about that guy with the legs? Nope. He's racing now. What about the crazy guy with the teeth? Nope. He's out.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, he got teeth now. He can't work there anymore.
Yeah. So everyone's like, so no one's feeding any of the animals.
So this is what CNN, they're in their story. A judge ruled in favor of Baskin's Big Cat Rescue Corporation Monday in a lawsuit against the Greater Wynwood Development Group, LLC. The latter company was once owned by Exotic, they go into his real name. So it doesn't tell me who currently owns it, but yeah, she beat Joe's company. Apparently Jeff Lowe was involved. An attorney for Jeff Lowe, the current owner of the park, told CNN the judgment was not unexpected.
Yeah, pretty much. Jeff was probably, I got a hot nanny. I'm good.
Take it off my hands,
you can take
please.
All those, yeah. You know how much this is costing me? I'm pretty sure Jeff was losing money on that deal.
Yeah.
And he had a hot nanny. He's fine. And
you know how much it costs to feed a liger?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's not getting Walmart expired meat.
Man, Carol Baskin just won everything.
Yeah.
She just won everything.
She's the undisputed winner.
Yep. Of Tiger King. Carol Baskin. Hello. What did she say?
Hello
cool, kitties and
cool cats. Yeah,
cool cats.
I don't know what it is.
And kittens. Oh, man. Yeah, and you like to see a good person win like that. So that's good. Because she's a good person. She didn't feed her husband to Oliver.
We don't know that, John.
I said she didn't.
I know.
I said she didn't.
No, we don't know that she didn't do it.
Oh, right. Right. You see NASCAR? Well, see, here we go. So where is NASCAR going to be racing where they said there can be fans in the stands? Is this in Texas?
Well, they said later in June. I don't know exactly which speedway that plans to be. They plan that to be.
It's really weird. I don't watch racing anyway, but watching them drive around with no people in the stands, when those they're usually just packed, right?
Yeah, it's a
pretty popular deal.
Definitely. I don't remember NASCAR having an issue with attendance.
How is NASCAR doing it with no fans when they depend on 300,000 per race?
I know all those cars have sponsorships on them, but I don't know. I don't know what the financials of that is. We haven't really heard much about it. We haven't heard some article, NASCAR stands lose $8 billion.
Right.
We haven't heard that.
No. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure Major League Baseball, you'll be all right. I'm pretty sure. Plus, they're going to be fans in the stands.
Yeah,
there's going to be fans.
According to Adam Stern, whoever that might be, I guess he's a motorsports journalist, NASCAR is evaluating allowing fans back at the races as soon as later this month, possibly at Homestead in Miami, which, you know, DeSantis, the governor there, said, everybody come on down. We're ready for you.
Florida's the spot where it's like it's on anyway.
And or Talladega. Where's Talladega? What part of the country is Talladega in? We don't know.
It's probably North Florida.
No, I don't think so. I think is it in Alabama? It is in Alabama. So it could be Talladega, one of their super speedways, or Homestead, Miami, where we have fans in the stands for races.
When we come back, we have exclusive. This is just breaking. There is exclusive audio of a behind the scenes footage was captured of Bill O'Brien making a trade. One of the trades that Bill made with, I don't know if it was Hopkins. I have not seen or heard. I just know that we have some exclusive audio breaking out.
It might be the Clowney trade.
It could be the Clowney trade. So we'll find out. This is just leaking. We've got it exclusively here, and we'll have it in about 3 minutes for you right here on ESPN 97.5. It's The Bench.
ESPN 97.5. 3. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, before we move on, apparently that, you know, Jeff Lowe and that other dude from Wisconsin were building the park in Thackerville. It's done. And so Jeff Lowe has said, we're thankful. He said, we have long anticipated the judge would eventually undo the 2016 land transfer. We are thankful that he dragged out his decision this long and allowed us time to complete the new Tiger King Park in Thackerville, Oklahoma, behind the world's largest casino. And considering Carol spent approximately $2.5 million chasing her $1 million judgment, we congratulate her on her new acquisition of 16 acres in rural Oklahoma. The possibility of human remains being buried on this land should make her feel right at home. The Joe taking shots.
Look at Jeff.
Jeff taking shots. Just nice. That's not bad.
Just a group of great people.
It is. I mean, I've never, have you ever been, Mike, more enthralled with these kind of people?
We used to watch Cops.
Well, yeah,
Cops
I never really
thing.
Watched
it
Cops.
Was,
yeah.
These just involve more tigers than normal. I'm sure I saw an episode with tigers, but we would take, when I moved to Austin for about 3 months, one time, 3 or 4 months. I think it's 3 months. Super fun 3 months. Just moved in with my friends who were going to school there, slept on the floor, on the couch or whatever. And we didn't have a lot going on. I mean, we played a boxing game called Lance Hafner Boxing on the Apple IIe. We had historical boxers. We would draft them. We'd have tournaments. We'd play Nintendo, Mike Tyson, Punch-Out. We'd play golf, whatever. We drink, obviously. One of the things that we did, though, was it was little things. You know, we didn't have a lot of money at all, so we were eating ramen, whatever, grilled cheese. It was a big deal. Somebody had a piece of ham you could put in a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, when Cops, that was one of our things, like, okay, guys, you know what, on Saturday at about 4 o'clock, Cops is coming on. So, or maybe it's 5 o'clock. So I want to have the spaghetti already made. And if anybody has any bread and butter that we can toast, put some garlic salt on, okay? Because we got to be ready for Cops. And Cops was one of those go-to shows back in the day.
See, I never felt that. So this is a real joke. Tiger King was a real different experience for me.
You see, it was Cops to me, only with a lot more tigers and people without limbs. I mean,
yeah,
it's a little different. Oh, you know, not super different than Cops. You'd see it on an episode from time to time.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, that's a different episode.
We got a 474. We got a tiger that's loose out here. You got a tiger. This guy's got a tiger in his backyard. 47 hour.
I mean, I don't want to act like that never happened on Cops.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably a tiger on a cop. On Cops.
Probably. I would imagine. I would imagine Cops had a few tigers.
Opa-locka, Florida or whatever, one of those spots.
Okay, so we have exclusive, well, it's a video, audio here.
Yeah.
Of Bill O'Brien making a trade. Have
it's
we
a
found
negotiated
out?
For, so supposedly it's a negotiation with, I believe, John Snyder. It's the Clowney trade. You remember Bill O'Brien was, this is one of his first trades, I think, as general manager.
I think it was his first
He trade. May not have named himself officially. I think that's back when it was everybody doing it.
Was it?
It was everybody. It was a flat. Remember when it was flat?
Was it?
Yeah. That's what the. That's
I heard,
what we had heard.
If you didn't agree with Bill, you got fired.
And look, I will say, if I stepped into a job, any job, and I'm, you know, my first time in radio, I don't, how do I do this? How do I do that? You don't know exactly. So you need other people to help you. Look, here's what's going to happen.
Do you?
You can turn the mics on and off, the cough button. If you're going to cut audio, let me show you how to cut audio. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
You know. And so Bill O'Brien,
instead,
yeah, it's the same way.
Instead, if you're going to learn audio and whatnot, you work at here, you'll go over to 610 and ask them, how do you do that? Okay? And are they going to tell you exactly how to do it?
Yeah.
So that you do it correctly?
You would hope so.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you would hope so. I mean, you'd hope you'd be good people and just help your fellow man. Yeah, exactly. So here, apparently, now you're going to hear the voice of mostly it'll be John Schneider talking to right, Seattle.
See, that's the problem. He's going to John Schneider to learn how to do the trade.
Well, John Schneider's a nice guy. He's gonna help you make a good trade. Is he?
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
He'll help you make a good trade. So let's listen in here. This is exclusive audio was sent to us by Craig in the 409.
I'm gonna fold. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm still in. Cruz, how about you?
Maybe I should fold.
Well, let me see. Let me see first. No, not with a hand like that. Come on. Dare me. Go on. Bluff me. Come on.
How much should I bet?
Or me? I bet everything. But that's me. I'm an aggressive gambler. Mr. Vegas. Come on. Go for it. Go for it. Yes, yes. There we go. I'm in.
What you got?
Well, I got a full house. 3 threes and 2 sixes. That's a full house. What have you got?
Well, you have fours. I got an ace.
You got an ace, got an eight, and a seven. Well, you lose, you see. If you would have had four fours, you would have won. You're getting good at this, aren't you? You like it? Isn't this fun? You're pretty good for first time, really.
And Bill O'Brien, as you saw, was pretty good for a first time deal. He paid, he went all in, which meant he paid Clowney's salary, too.
I didn't know John Snyder's nickname was Mr. Vegas.
Mr. Vegas.
Yeah. Insiders know. Okay. That's kind of his.
Mm-hmm.
That's his
and they, and around they call him Cruzy. That's what they call Bill O'Brien. Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So not Billy.
Not Billy Cruz.
No, because he's the cruiser. Because he's the president of his car club. He's the Cruz.
Okay.
And so, but for a first time trade, he said you're pretty good for your first time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't think he was that good for his first time, but it's gotten better. Brandon Cook, second rounder.
I think you should stop going to other GMs to find out how to do trades.
That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. To me, I don't think they have your best interest at heart.
Well,
that's a danger.
Well, I mean, you have a dim view of your fellow man.
I think
your fellow man is always looking out for you, as evidenced by recent events.
Fellow man. For example, Juan wants to know, according to this morning show, John Granato can tell us if this is a pancake ass or not. And somebody had a picture. Oh, no, not that picture.
Who is it?
Oh, this is better. Hold on. You were tagged in it.
Oh, I haven't
I'm
looked
not,
at
am I tagged
the two
in
guys.
It?
Yes.
I'm not in it.
And like the protests have gone too far.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what this could be.
What is that? Okay, so there's a guy.
I think it's taken out of context, obviously. It is because it looks like somebody is holding someone down. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about this on radio. This isn't
my. All right, I'll take over for you.
It's not my favorite picture.
It's photoshopped, right?
I'll take over for you because the people, we're an audio medium and people need to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, Del.
There's a CNN.
Take that.
There's a CNN cryon that says third night of violent protests. Now, up top is Minneapolis at 5:11 in the morning. And it appears to be two African-American males. One man is shirtless and bottomless. Well, I say that, but really his shorts are pulled down to mid-thigh. And he's completely exposed. Mm. And there's another man behind him with his face completely in between that man's gluteus maximus.
You went deeper with that than I thought you would.
Mm-hmm. Not as deep as the gentleman did.
Yeah.
That guy's going deep.
I feel like this picture is not I don't feel like this is – I think it doesn't capture whatever was happening. I've got to believe that.
What do you think he's doing? If this is real, in that particular situation during the third night of violent protests, what do you think that man is doing to the other man? Was tear gas fired up this man's backside?
No, I don't think that's what it is,
Del. Like when you get bit by a rattlesnake or something, and you try to remove the poison, is that what he's doing?
I don't have an answer yet, but I'm going to work on that today. I'm going to work on getting to the bottom of this.
There's a ghost walking right in front of him, too.
It does appear to be a ghost.
There's all kinds of strange stuff going on in this picture.
I don't even want to. Better call Joel. Better call _Joel. I'm sure he thought, I never thought that would get discussed on the air. That was for off the air.
Well, he doesn't, he apparently doesn't know the show.
He does. He's digging deep in there.
Hey, whoa, like, hey, whoa.
Well, he's not using his hands. He's using his face.
His face is deep in there.
So I was just assuming maybe that's a new... We've seen all these memes and instructions on how to combat tear gas. Is that another way?
Maybe that's a way.
That doesn't feel like a way.
Stinky face.
What other explanation would it be if he's not trying to remove tear gas from that man's backside?
I don't know what he's doing. He ought to... Man, I just think that...
Yeah, and by the way...
That ought to be in private.
He's also... The guy is also leaned over the back of a car.
It's right. The whole picture is I don't know what to make of the whole picture.
So you imagine it's Photoshop, but who takes their time to do this particular brand
that
of Photoshop?
That is not Photoshop. I think it's somehow taken out of context. I just can't figure out the context.
Do you think this was not in the middle of the riots and someone decided to add the extra stuff? Or do you think this was a legit thing that happened over the week?
I don't know. It's got to be Photoshopped. It's got to be Photoshopped. Although, with the ghost
I don't think it's Photoshopped.
Front,
I think it's... The question is, did you add the breaking news part and add the Minneapolis up at the upper right? Yeah.
I don't
want to spend too... I spent enough time on it yesterday, which was about 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've made me spend 4.5 minutes.
See, you can Google image this to see if you can find the original creator of this.
Doesn't seem like that's an appropriate place to eat.
Hey, man, you can't... Hey, that's just takeout. What are you talking about? You can't eat in restaurants anymore.
Right on the street right there.
Well, that's takeout.
A car. That's why you should do it. If you're going to take it out, bring it home.
Grubhub.
Bring it home and do that at home.
Someone's
eat it at home.
Certainly grubbing there.
Yeah, I don't eat it in the streets.
So baseball's talking about 50 games.
Do you think before that incident occurred, he did the Ezekiel Elliott feed me thing?
Yeah. So baseball,
that's why 50 games
or 114
games. He did
games.
The feed me thing, Dak, and then that guy was like, okay, I
Cowboys
got something for you.
Cowboys want to get back $31
million. They argue.
We're doing a peaceful protest
Do you
today.
Think that's an LSU fan?
Well, I don't see a
at 3 o'clock.
An LSU fan put his face in my booty?
Discovery Green today.
Maybe LSU fan.
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
I didn't see a finger, though.
No, I didn't say finger. I saw a whole nose up
Bun
there.
Bun and Trey the Truth.
Well,
would be
but
there.
You know what? Maybe LSU fans are getting better at this.
So we'll march.
Well, you do have to expand your game. That's what I've always been told.
Police will be involved. So we expect it to be peaceful.
You can't continue to do the same things over and over again. You have to show some variety.
Alex Bregman got into it on Twitter yesterday.
I mean, you know that play. Yeah. The finger in the booty play.
Look, another finger in the booty. How about you be more diverse?
Yeah. No, what did LSU do?
Art
Their
Howell's
offense
overcome.
Got a lot more diverse. He's wins national championship.
Art Howell's overcome coronavirus.
The finger
also.
In the booty thing is now the pitch.
The pitch and run
up
the middle.
What else happened in sports today? See what else has happened.
Congratulations to LSU for diversifying. And finally,
expanded their game.
And coming into the 21st century.
Opened up
offense.
The whole playbook
Are y'all talking about Grambling and Southern? What were y'all talking about with LSU? I assume that's what y'all were talking about?
No, we're talking about
expanding the schedule?
No, expanding your repertoire.
Playbook?
Repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Pink eye and tear gas cancel each other out. Everyone knows that, says Matt.
You think pink eye is a defense for gas?
Rolando said, did that guy say what that mouth do?
Yeah.
What you doing with that mouth?
Well, I'm going to show you.
What you doing with that mouth right now?
Stop asking me questions and let me show you.
Ooh, that is an interesting way to go about a riot. I thought riots were different than that.
Would you rather have people doing that or combating the police?
That's a tough call. Right?
Like for 24 hours of news coverage, one of those networks was like, wow, the riots have really turned. There's 200 people.
Cut away! Camera four!
Go back to the violence!
Why would the cameraman be sitting there like, do y'all want this? What I got on camera four?
Yeah. Well, it looks like the end of South Park. They took our jobs.
Richard, what are you doing right now on camera four? I don't know if you wanted this.
Look, I mean,
Go get the protesters!
People said the violence is numbing, so I'm giving them something else.
What about the anchors on the set while that was going on? Well, and here's some... What the... Wait a minute, we apologize
for that, but love is love. Love, I guess that's one. I don't really know what to say here, guys. Let's just go. So let's swing it to Atlanta quickly, away from the Minneapolis camera that we just saw.
You think an anchor and CNN was like,
John, retweet
wow,
that.
Really?
So people can see it.
Well,
just retweet
Travis
that.
Altuve just did. I'm just going to like it. No, I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to like that at all. But I would. It's kind of unsanitary after a whole night of rioting. Don't you? It's 5 in the morning. Don't you think that it's not that sanitary at this point?
Ooh. Do you think one of the anchors was like, man, I haven't seen a Minnesota tongue twister since Rich Gannon was playing quarterback for the Vikings?
That's all. 8:31 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about. See, Doc Linville doesn't want to be right here.
Who does?
Who does? Tyser does.
Pick one.
Do a Knicks place. I dare you to do a Knicks place. Talk about calzones.
Oh, that stuff. No, you're not eating that after we're not eating calzones after that. The dude does have a nice head of hair. I will say that. He doesn't need Doc Linville right now. 975hair.com. 975hair.com. You want a nice head of hair? Are you looking for the best way to do it? And it is by far, the neo grafting is by far. Because I did the other one a long time ago and I was like, wow, this really, really hurts. That really, really hurt. Not so much with the neo grafting. It was, you know, there's a slight discomfort and you're better. And Fred was working that afternoon. I was back at work on Monday and I could have worked the weekend if I was working, but I didn't have to. So here's the deal is if you're looking for a great way to get that hair and you know, it's a good 7, 8, 9 month process and you're going to be like, wow, I have got a full head of hair thanks to Doc Linville. He's doing this every day. Guys, if you're follically challenged, go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, don't forget that we are, we had Bun B on yesterday, and he's going to be part of a peaceful protest today at 3 o'clock out of Discovery Green. I believe he said police will also be involved in this. Art Acevedo has been very, very vocal in his support of protesters. Houston tends to do things a little differently. And I mean that in a positive way. And so I'm expecting a peaceful protest. I think there will be a big turnout. I know some people are a little nervous or whatever the case may be. But I think you know, stand up for what you believe in. And there's going to be a lot of people on different sides of whatever political spectrum who believe that what happened with George Floyd is wrong. George was from Houston, Third Ward. Donkey Boy, I'm happy to call Alex a friend. Donkey Boy is...
Is he the one that drew that?
Did he?
Yeah,
that is
Third
awesome.
Ward. Yeah, that's Donkey Boy's work. And I see him all the time at Riel. That's where I've gotten to know him. And he is he does amazing work. Amazing work. You've seen him with some Astro stuff. He is a street artist who did. So you saw it on the side of the road.
Yeah,
it's the Third Ward. It is at
with
Scott
the, with
Food
the wings
Mart.
On.
Yeah, Scott yeah. Food Mart. And
it's a hell of a picture.
Alex, is that him right there? Is that Alex? It says local artist Donkey Boy paints mural honoring George Floyd and Third Ward. And yeah, so he did this work, and that's. Really, really awesome work. So anyway, a lot of people are going to be involved in the protest today. Expected to be a peaceful protest. It's going on at 3 o'clock. And you don't have to agree with everybody politically on everything, but if you think this is wrong and that this needs to change, might give you a chance also for some people who you've become more secluded as years have gone by. Get out with other people. Get out with other people that you don't usually hang out with. If you say this is wrong, but I, well, you don't have to say but. kind of like John said last Friday. I really appreciate what John said. And he just basically said, look, if you vote no on this, if this is not something you're okay with, then don't worry about the other things. Well, this isn't supposed to be my team. Well, that's the whole problem. Don't team up. Don't get tribal in this. You should be on one team here.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is this is not okay.
You can be pro cops and be anti cops killing
cops
guys.
Cops are going to be involved with this because they understand it. And I have seen, you know, unfortunately we've seen it go the wrong way in some of the cities, but I've also seen some very positive things with police response and understanding of what's going on. A guy who was a Texas a DPS officer who I played Little League Baseball with, a guy named Patrick Hackney. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and I saw something. I'm not really spending much time on social media right now, but I did see Pat Hackney. He's like, you know, this is not what we stand for. And Pat is African-American. Pat said, this is not what I stand for, and this is not what my brothers, black and white and Hispanic, stand for, and Asian. He said, we really don't, and but, you know. And so, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of people who don't, who are, because when the police officers go home, a lot of them are, I mean, they're just, not a lot of them. You're talking about people who are living inside the community. But if you have some bad actors and some bad apples, do something with them. Don't just say there's a few bad apples. Do something.
Well,
just do something.
The George Floyd thing, as you guys have pointed out, as you guys pointed out, you can't find anyone who's like, well, what if he was doing this? That one's pretty clear. I don't know any police officers personally, at least not to the point where I could have a conversation with them about this. But what have they said about the images we see in the aftermath where it appears that an unarmed protester who isn't being an agitator is getting waylaid or having a rubber bullet shot in their face? Do they have any remarks on what appears from the outside to be unnecessary force?
Only way you'll know is to seek one out and ask.
Have you had one of those conversations with them?
No, I don't have a lot of. I can tell you this. I was thinking about right now, just kind of working through that on the air, but kind of irresponsible for me to just. I could tell you about what they probably learn about. Okay, when you have to clear this up, I really don't know. So for me to speak on that. Look, I am a pit master, an IT guy, a plumber.
You're none of those things.
What else do I do? Well, I'm an actor, pastry chef.
You're not. There's a lot of things. These things.
I've got a lot of things that I do that I'm kind of an expert at. That's not one of them. Law enforcement's not one, so I can't speak on it. I can speak on most of the other stuff that I've mentioned.
Well, I kind of am. I watch all the Law and Orders, so if you need any. What was your question?
Don't ask him, Bill.
I asked Lance, excusing or removing the George Floyd murder from the equation, because I don't know any right-thinking individual who thinks that was appropriate. What have police officers said about what appears to be unnecessary force and really almost random acts of violence against peaceful American citizens who are simply voicing?
My guess is a lot of them are not going to be okay with it, because you got to understand, you got to read the temperature of the room. Look, some of the stuff you're going to see, Dell, is not going to be in full context, obviously, because you may not have seen something that happened previously. But let's face it, we've seen video where people got pushed down. It was we've seen unnecessary stuff, clearly unnecessary stuff. And I can't imagine a lot of them are going to be okay. If you think it's one, there's still several people who don't know how to respond appropriately.
Like, look, this is one video, and I don't know where it came from. Oh, I know where it came from.
Girl gets pushed
I'm watching protesters trapped against an embankment as police officers fire tear gas as they're trying to climb up an embankment to try to avoid the tear gas. Like, it's a steep incline, so there's not a lot of purchase, so you can't really climb up it, and canisters are just being fired into them where you can't escape it. So when you talk about bad actors, I talked about it yesterday, the whole bad apple thing. What's the explanation for this particular thing that I'm watching? What's the right police work that's going on here? And as I said, this is only a 13-second thing, so I don't know what precipitated it. There's a giant crowd of people trying to avoid what appears to be multiple officers simply firing tear gas into a crowd, and they can't get away from it because they can't climb up the embankment.
Where was it?
This is in Philly.
We don't. Yeah, but again,
I just don't know.
I don't know the whole story, but it doesn't appear. I don't know. I don't know. It just looks awful. Is all I can say.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no question. I don't know.
So
I
that's why the George Floyd thing is a clear line in the sand. But it appears that when you're trying to quell protesters or a riot, depending on the individuals in the group, what is considered bad police work, and what is considered appropriate action?
If you mean that question honestly and legitimately, I think it's. I mean, I don't know that it's a topic for today. Maybe it is. I don't know, but I think it is an interesting topic in terms of when you have crowd control, because I'm sure there is some type of playbook for crowd control, and there's different types of crowd control, obviously. Because crowd control can mean any. It can be peaceful crowd control, like we see when you have to deal with leaving a playoff game with the Astros or whatever. I mean, there's different forms of crowd control. That one, obviously, is a much more aggressive one, and my guess is the playbook is substantially different. I would assume there is a standard. They have to have
standards. Well, I know the standard's not what in New York where the cop car just started driving into the crowd. Or last night, I guess, in Washington, New Zealand had a live broadcast on whatever news network it was in New Zealand, and a Washington cop just came up and punched the photographer right in the face, and the camera went flying and all of this stuff. While the camera, he was just shooting video, and the cop just came up and punched him in the face. These are extraordinary times. I'm sure it can't be a. That's why I feel like every cop in the world should just punch Derek Chauvin in the face and say, thanks, dude. Thank you. We got the security guard who tweeted us and said, man, it's not easy going to work. He was told, do not wear your security uniform to work. Put it on at work and take it off before you go home, so that you're not walking the street by yourself or walking to your car by yourself with a uniform on.
I haven't seen that guy.
Is that not that you can't be a cop or a security guard with a uniform on by yourself in this country right now?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
we're in a bad place.
Yeah, it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't, you know, I would hope people are safe and people are responding to whatever issues. I don't know. I don't have any easy answers. If I did, I would try to enact answers. I don't have answers for you.
It's a difficult time when, you know, your life, every one of those cops that's out there, and we were talking about this the other day. If you really wanted to, you could have all the riot squads you want. You know how many more people there are than cops? A lot.
Yeah, but
then
you start dealing with weaponry.
That's right.
Well, turned on its own citizens. That's never a good one.
No. I'm not.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
That's why the numbers versus.
But overwhelming numbers of people. So it's a difficult job for those cops right now. You know, there's a lot of troublemakers out there too that are trying to make this a bad time all the way around for America.
Only way you can stop that is people, and I have seen this. I saw a video of KTLA yesterday where there were five guys who were part of the protest who just stopped. They were all near a Walgreens, and you could see, I swear to God, I saw the black mask and hat. I mean, not even hat. The hood with a metal, I mean, it had the whole... the Antifa look to it, where one guy is, and they made him stop, was bashing out the window. There were like four or five just standard people. One guy, no shirt on, one guy, a white t-shirt. They were like stopping this because you could tell they were basically saying, we're not going to, don't you create this narrative here.
Mm-hmm.
I think if what Bun said yesterday, if you can start, if internally the actual movement can start shutting down people who are just, and it doesn't, John Jones, UFC champ went and snatched up some spray paints from a couple of young, and you could see they were young punk ass kids, and he just said, "Nope," and they ran off. Hey, come over here, give me that.
I like what J.R. Smith did. Beat the snot out of some kid that broke his window.
Some kid broke his window, and he went and chased him down. And I mean, he was beating his ass.
846 ESPN 97.5. That kid needed some insurance.
Well, I mean, I can't do anything about health insurance for you. I can do something about homeowners insurance. And that's actually something that would have been covered for J.R. Smith, as a matter of fact. I don't know. Sometimes it's homeowner, sometimes it's car. I do know this. TGS Insurance can help lower your car insurance. Your homeowner's insurance. And they actually can shop for your car insurance as well if you're worried about losing out on your quote-unquote your bundle from the other company. You get A-rated homeowner's insurance and get it today with my friends over at TGS Insurance. Just text the word money to 232323. That's money to 232323. And TGS Insurance will make sure that you are shopping all these A-rated companies for much lower rates. The average savings is almost $900. That's on average annually. So make sure that you check it out by simply texting money to 232323. No strings attached. And you can find out just how low your homeowner's insurance can go with TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 849 ESPN 97.5. Shortest breaks ever. Shortest breaks in the history of the world. I'm trying to get a hold and see if I can't get a hold of someone that can answer your question, though. Actually, he is a law enforcement at the highest level, so we'll see if we can't get him on. See if he's feeling well enough to do it. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in, 713-780-3776. Let's take John's call, see what's going on. Hey, John. John, are you there? Nope, no John. If you're a cop out there listening to the show and you want to chime in, you're more than welcome. As long as we can't prove you're a cop, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have no idea.
Right.
If you've watched Law and Order like John has, and
right,
you're just an expert in the law, you can call in too.
Well, I do know this. Lenny Briscoe, he once had to hold Ed Greenback, because he wanted to take this dude out in an alley. But the dude, he was a really bad person, really bad guy. But he was able to hold him back. And a few times, Mike Logan went over the top with a couple of his arrests. Ray Curtis was always seen to be level-headed. So you got different cops on Law and Order that you know what?
Oh, these are TV police?
Law and Order.
Yeah.
No, it's not TV. It's Law and Order.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who was Ice-T?
He was on. Was he on Special Victims Unit?
Yeah, he was in. I don't watch Special. I don't like Special. I don't like the sexual stuff. Yeah.
Oh well, that's with Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney.
I think he's coming back too.
Is he?
I think he's coming back for a season. I think.
So anyway, you know, Ed Green had a couple of issues. Mike Logan had a couple of issues with some of his arrests.
Yeah.
But you know, for the most part, the guys.
I thought John was talking about the Minneapolis police, like he had done research on everyone's. You know, he's really not that, and now I realize it's the police force from a show that was on NBC years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe enough. Now still or no?
It still runs in like 20, it's always 24 hours a day you can find
Law and Order. Yeah, I have found that to be the case. There's more Bonanza on TV than I realized until now.
Well, Michael Landon's, he's making a comeback.
Yeah.
My kids
watch whatever their mother-in-law, their Mimi watches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my kids know all about Bonanza.
The Big
One
Valley.
One thing I learned about kids.
And Linda Evans, Big Valley.
Yeah, they watch Big Valley.
A young Linda Evans.
One thing I've noticed is that I was reminded when I was a kid, I would watch whatever, too. It didn't matter. That's how I knew what was going on Days of Our Lives. And I'm an 11-year-old kid, know all about Marlena and Don Craig. I knew all the characters because whatever your mom or dad watched is what you watch. Yeah. Oh, look, it's Hogan's Heroes. I'm watching this today.
Ooh.
You've watched whatever did they your watch, dad
did
or
they
mom
watch
watched.
The videos Bob Crane did in the privacy of his.
I don't believe so. John's especially, he's especially extra today, isn't he? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it seems like normal John to me.
It's a regular day. There's nothing new about today.
Who gave him a pizza yesterday? I don't even know who gave it to him yesterday.
I don't know.
Actually, if you want to know the truth.
The devil on his shoulder did?
Well, I'm trying CBD for the first time.
Oh, so you're feeling better. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling relaxed.
Yeah, I'm feeling very relaxed.
How are you taking it?
Well, I went and visited a potential client. I'm probably going to come on the air.
It's not THC. It's CBD.
No. CBD.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. People hear it and they go, whoa, CBD. No, CBD.
It's for pain, right?
Yeah. It's
anxiety.
It's helpful for.
Depends on what you're dealing with.
I've taken some before. I had a guy give me, I've got a melatonin pen that you can inhale, which you get more of the melatonin.
You go right
to sleep. Right to sleep. A B12 one, and also they gave me a CBD one also.
Yeah, I slept
It does help.
Yeah, I slept pretty good last night with the trying it. I tried it yesterday, and, it helps with inflammation.
Yeah,
it really does. So I've got a bad back, so it's been helping. I feel a little, maybe that's why I'm a spicy boy today.
He's a spicy boy.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it? Hey, I want to play this, because Uncle Freddie did this. He came to me about a week and a half ago and said, hey, after the last dance, he goes, I know we all kind of live in a bubble because we're used to the sports world. He said, how many people do you think actually really know, where Michael Jordan even went to college? I said, I don't know. He goes, well, if I went to Home Depot and just asked random people I ran into, he goes, how many do you think would know? I said, if they know who Michael Jordan is, I said, my guess would be he went to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my guess is maybe 40%.
Maybe.
2 out of 5. So
it's a while ago.
I have not heard I don't even know these. He did 5 of them. I had our intern cut it up. Matthew cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
He spliced them all together. And it's been a while since Michael Jordan played college basketball.
Yeah.
So maybe 40% is even high. Like in our circles, it would be at 75%.
At least. Yeah.
Home Depot, random people Home Depot. So I don't even know who Freddie ran into.
According to Matthew, your boy was asking people who Michael Jordan played for in the NBA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's not even college. It's the NBA. So how many people would know Bulls?
It's got to be 60% or 70%.
I would think.
Because if you've ever seen Michael Jordan play, it's in a Bulls uniform.
You don't even have to know sports.
No.
And then with last...
And then, and by the way, the most popular documentary ever was just on a couple of weeks ago.
This is on the heels of the documentary,
right,
too.
Right.
So it's a great reminder.
Right.
All right, so let's hear. I honestly don't know. Freddie sent me the 5 audio cuts. I sent them to Matthew, and I said, splice these together as one, and let's find out.
Here,
Uncle Freddie, thank you for your... for your tireless work here at the Home Depot interviewing random people about Michael Jordan. Here is his questions, and we'll find out if it's 3 out of 5, which would be 60%.
This is Uncle Freddie, and I'm here with Maria. And after The Last Dance was on ESPN, I have a question for Maria. Maria, are you ready for your question?
Yes.
What team did Michael Jordan play on? Do you know?
No.
You don't know? Guess. What team do you think he played on?
Texas?
She says Texas. Hey, this is Uncle Freddie, and I'm here with Cass. The Last Dance was recently on ESPN, so my question for you, Cass, who did Michael Jordan play for? What team?
Nah, I forgot.
Guess. Take a guess.
Heat.
The Heat? Nope, it wasn't the Heat. It was the Bulls.
Oh, the Bulls. Though.
Hey, this is Uncle Freddie. We're here with Janice, and on ESPN, they had The Last Dance. What team did Michael Jordan play for?
Lakers?
No, it was the Bulls. The Bulls. Hey, this is Uncle Freddie, and I'm here with Natrice. Natrice, after The Last Dance was on ESPN, what team did Michael Jordan play for?
Oh, the Bulls.
Say it a little bit louder because you're wearing a mask. The Bulls. Natrice got it right. The Bulls.
What do I win?
Nothing, but you got it right. Okay. Hey, this is Uncle Freddie, and I'm here with Anita. Anita, The Last Dance was on ESPN. And one question. What team did Michael Jordan play for?
The Knicks.
The Knicks? No, come on. You don't know?
Michael Jordan was. Oh yeah, the Bulls.
Oh, the Bulls. But someone told her. She originally said the Knicks.
So 20%.
Did you notice anything? I said, but I was going to say, did you notice anything?
No, I didn't notice anything. You just asked random people.
Oh, at the Home Depot, he asked random people.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? It wasn't Home Depot. I'm sorry.
What's the percentage of women that go to Home Depot?
I think it was actually Michael's there.
Was it Lane Bryant that he did it at?
Was Michael's?
He went to Michael's probably.
No, I think he was at Home Depot, he said.
Huh. So he walked through Home Depot. And all he ran into was women?
That's it. It was Ladies' Day.
A lot of contractors.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of contractors.
A lot of pink paint. And it's pink paint.
And by the way, it's not a suggestion. Pink paint. I'm not suggesting that women don't go to Home Depot. I just know gone to Home Depot, the first five people I run into or who would answer my question.
Okay, so I guess
women.
Now here's the thing though, if you've been to Home Depot, it would probably be Los Bulls. Los Bulls.
In the Home Depot? Or outside the Home Depot?
Spicy Boy Summer.
Para quien jugó Michael Jordan?
Spicy Boy Summer.
Los Bulls. Not the Home Depot I go to.
Really?
No. Oh. I live with the whites. So, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. My Home Depot would have been.
My Home Depot's in Kima.
Para quien jugó Michael Jordan?
See.
Cuál equipo? I'm trying to think of something to say, but I can't add equipo? To it. Yeah. Que equipo? Which team?
Yeah.
¿Cuál equipo? I don't, my words, I don't really remember as much Spanish in it. ¿Cuál equipo? Que Michael Jordan jugando. Mm-hmm. How do you say it in past?
Jugaba.
Jugaba. Yeah. Jugaba.
I just feel like Freddie's poll seems off.
Appears as though it was a poll of random female shoppers at Home Depot.
Yes.
So we still have our answer, 20% new, Dale. Or. There was somebody in the background. So out of six, actually two out of six was 33%.
Yes. Freddie decided to pick the six women he found at Home Depot and asked a question. And he got two out of six new. So
okay.
33%.
You got your answer. 33% no. That Michael Jordan played for the Bulls. So that feels like a huge sample size now. So that's what I'm going with.
Hmm. So this guy says the Heat did retire Michael Jordan's number. So,
but because Pat has, for whatever reason, Pat Riley decided to do that. But no.
Hey, no. That doesn't count. Well, he didn't play for the Heat.
He didn't play for him, no.
That's the biggest stretch in the world trying to, actually Twitter that one.
Dell stays away from the Home Depot because of his dad's trickery.
Oh, I don't travel. I don't travel. I don't go there with him, but I've been at Home Depot by myself.
Can you please tell the Home Depot story one more time?
I don't think I was even in that Home Depot. It was my brother who.
You weren't in.
Who got tricked.
Will you please tell that on the other side?
Why? I'm not your puppet.
Just for new listeners.
What new listeners? Have you seen the radio?
It's new listeners.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Yeah. We got all kinds of new listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there evidence of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I do think we'll get a big jolt of new listeners on Thursday from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Have you heard the promo?
No.
Rich Lord's going to be on.
Oh.
I think that happened. Did that happen last week and maybe that's an old promo?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. I think it was in June. It was,
happening Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be this week.
Okay.
This week. 901 ESPN 97.5. You know who's, if you're a new listener and you haven't heard me talk about Chastain, well then, here's the deal. I love the Chastains. I love Patrick and I love Joe, and they are the nicest people, and they've been doing business right here. The Chastain family has been since 1933. That is so unbelievable to be a car dealer with a family business since 1933. They're going on 100 years of this. That is unbelievable for a family business. And you know what? They've always just done it right. And they've always said, we are going to make sure that you get the car that you need and you're going to come back to us. And they've got people that have been lifers with the Chastains because that's just where they get their cars, because they know they're going to get the best deal from them. They know they're going to get the best service. They know that they can count on the Chastains, and you can too. What I need you to do right now is go to ChastainFord.com and see for yourself what a great deal this is going to be. 84 months of interest-free payments, which is why you should definitely, if you're paying interest right now, you need to upgrade and you need to trade that car in. No payments for 6 months, nothing down. It's spectacular. And you're going to find all the best prices on the Fords and the best service, the best people. All at ChastainFord.com, just 5 minutes from downtown on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, Chastain Ford.
This is ESPN 97.5.